And
we can build the kingdom of God in this family. I'm very thankful to be here today.
I
just broke the microphone. I didn't touch. Let's start off with a word of prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you today.
天上的父, 我们感谢你, 我们也赞美你。
We thank you, God, that you are here.
我们感谢你, 因为你在我们中间。
That you are speaking to us.
你会对我们说话。
That you are moving in our hearts.
你会感动我们的心。
Father, I pray that today, as we leave this place,
父神, 我们向你求, 我们今天离开这个地方的时候,
that we will be different people.
我们会是一个不一样的人,
because we have encountered the living God.
因为我们与这样的活神,
我们相遇了。 Because we have seen you.
因为我们有看见你,
because you have spoken to us.
因为你对我们说话,
and because we have beheld your glory.
因为我们看到了你的荣美。
Father, we pray that you would transform us and change us from the inside out.
父神, 我们感谢你, 因为你要改变我们, 要从我们从内心来改变我们。
Father, my prayer would be that you would be the center and focus today.
父神, 我们向你求, 你会在我们, 今天是我们的中心点。
And you alone would receive all the glory, honor, and praise.
是因着你, 我们把荣耀, 感谢都归给你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
这样子奉耶稣基督的名,
Amen. 祷告, Amen.
Amen.
It's a very strange fact to share about myself.
是很奇怪我要跟大家分享关于我自己。
Especially since this is my first sermon on my first Sunday.
因为这是我第一次来, 也是我第一个讲道。
But I have very beautiful feet.
可是我的脚很漂亮。
Many people have commented how good looking my feet are.
很多人都跟我说我的脚很漂亮。
Strangers have come up to me and told me that I have beautiful feet.
即使是陌生人, 他们也来跟我讲过, 我的脚很漂亮。
When I was a freshman in college, I went to Tufts University.
我在大学的时候, 我大学一年级的时候,
and my freshman year in 1995, a random girl from my school came up to me and told me that I should become a foot model.
有一个女孩子, 我不认得, 她来告诉我说, 我应该成为一个脚的, 做一个脚的模特儿。
I'm sad that you cannot see my feet as I'm wearing shoes today.
我很难过你今天看不到我的脚, 因为我穿了鞋子。
Regardless of how good-looking or attractive your own feet are,
不管是你的脚是多么的吸引人,
feet play a pretty important role in the Bible.
脚在圣经中常常提到是占了一个很重要的地位。
If you have time, I would actually encourage you, if you want to go deeper into the Word of God,
如果你有时间的话, 我真的是能够, 鼓励你, 能够在神的话中更深的来学习。
You can actually study in the scriptures every single time the word foot or feet is used.
你可以看到在圣经中常常提到脚或那一双脚。
Because I believe that there's a lot that we can learn and grow in if we do this.
如果我们在这上面学习的话, 我相信我们可以学到许多。
Today, I've entitled my sermon, The Most Beautiful Feet.
今天我要跟大家分享的是我这一双最美的脚。
Because I'd like to look at a passage about someone whose feet are much more beautiful, much more attractive, and much more important than mine.
因为我要跟大家分享有一个人的一双脚比我的脚更美丽,更吸引人,也更重要。
We'll be looking at Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 38.
在路加福音第七章的36节到38节。
I guess I'll read in English and then you can read in Chinese after.
我们先念英文, 再念中文。
Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 38, it reads as such. It says, when one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.
路加福音第七章36节, 有一个法利赛人请耶稣到他吃饭, 耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。 那城里有一个女人, 是个罪人, 知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
In this passage, we see Jesus at the home of a Pharisee, a Jewish religious leader.
在这边我们看到主耶稣在法利赛人是一个犹太人的宗教的领袖的家里头。
If we look at the passage right before this, we see that Jesus has just been judged by the Pharisees.
若我们再往前面看几章经文的时候，他刚刚才被法利赛人说到他是一个贪食好酒的人。
They considered him a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
他们说他是个贪食好酒，而且是与税吏和罪人做朋友的人。
And so Jesus, as a result of this, he's invited to someone's house who was decent and respectful and also proper.
因为他被人批评了以后，他在这个时候他就接受了一个有声望、有地位，在那个名誉很好的一个法利赛人家里去坐席。
He's invited to a Pharisee named Simon.
他被西门请去坐席。
This is not the apostle Simon Peter.
这个跟西门彼得那个门徒不一样。
The name Simon back then in that culture was very popular.
西门在那个时候是非常普遍的一个名字。
Simon is like today we have many Joes or Johns.
就像今天我们很多人叫约瑟、叫约翰一样。
And yet, in the midst of all this decency and respect and order, something very unexpected happens in this scene.
在那个坐席的当中，好像看起来非常有秩序的样子，有一件很稀奇的事情发生了。
Because while Jesus is eating dinner at this Pharisee's house, a woman, she runs in, and a woman who had previously lived a sinful life.
就在耶稣在坐席的时候，有一个女人，有一个醉的，有一个过了一辈子很罪恶的生活的女人跑进了这个宴席中。
And she invites herself in, and she's carrying an expensive alabaster jar of perfume.
她是不请自来的，而且她带了一瓶非常极其珍贵的真拿达香膏。
This alone is surprising.
这就这样子看她进来了，非常让大家都很惊讶。
But in the scene, she continues and she begins to weep.
可是我们再往下看，她开始哭了。
And her tears fall on Jesus' feet.
这个女人的眼泪落在主耶稣的脚上。
We're told that she wipes Jesus' feet with her hair.
我们看到说她是用她的头发来把主耶稣的脚擦干。
She pours perfume on his feet.
然后她把那个香膏倒在抹在主耶稣的脚上。
And she also kisses his feet nonstop.
然后她连连地亲主耶稣的脚。
And we're told later in the passage that as this woman knew that she was forgiven much, she loved much, and she loved Jesus with a great love.
我们在后面的经文也看到主耶稣说，他被赦罪的赦免的多，他爱的主的爱也多。
It reminds me even of right now.
提醒了我。
If we were having our worship service.
如果我们有一个敬拜的聚集。
And if a woman ran into the sanctuary here.
如果现在有一个女人跑进来我们当中。
And she ran to Pastor King's feet.
如果她跑到金弟兄的脚前。
And she started to weep.
然后她开始哭了。
And she started to take off his shoes and socks.
然后她把金弟兄的脚鞋子跟袜子都脱下来。
And she started to wash his feet with her hair.
如果她开始用她的头发来擦那个脚。
Pour perfume on them.
把香膏抹在上面。
And then kiss his feet.
然后亲她的脚。
How would we feel?
我们看到这会怎么样的反应？
What would be our reaction to something like that?
我们的反应，我们的感觉会是怎么样？
This is the image that's going on in the scriptures here.
这就是那个这段经文给我们看到的一个图画。
And the first and most important question I would like to ask us today is, how crazy does this woman appear to you?
一个第一个问题，很重要的问题，我想问大家是这个女人这样的行为，你觉得你会有什么样的反应？她很奇怪吗
？How crazy does what she does appear to you？
她所做出来的一切，你看到是觉得这个女人是不是有点不正常
？Does it seem inappropriate？
是不是很不合宜
？Is it indecent, disrespectful, or disorderly？
是不是很搅扰了那个次序，而且是很不尊重的一个行为。
If you were there, would you judge this woman?
如果你在当时，你会
你会论断这个女人吗? Would you look down on her?
你会看不清这个女人吗? 看不起这个女人吗?
Would you whisper and talk behind her back?
你会在她的背后和别人偷偷地讲她的闲话吗?
We have to be very honest with ourselves.
我们真的要对自己很诚实地问自己。
Because if this is how we would view this woman and her extravagant act,
如果这是我们这样来看这个女人这样超乎人的想象的一个行为,
we have to be very careful because we might be operating out of a spirit of the Pharisees.
我们就要很小心, 因为我们是从法利赛人的眼光来看这件事情。
A judgmental, self-righteous spirit.
是一个定罪的, 是一个自义的一个心情。
A religious spirit, but that's not close to God.
是一个宗教上面的一个行为的一个心情, 而不是接触神心灵的一个反应。
Jesus himself says in other passages about the Pharisees
主耶稣在其他的经文讲到法利赛人,
that they honor him with their lips, but their hearts are far from him.
法利赛人, 你用嘴唇来敬拜我, 可是你的心是在别的地方。
And we have to make sure in our hearts and our lives that this is never the case with us.
我们要自己小心, 我们的这个不是讲的, 我们自己不是落在这样的光景里头。
We are not to operate out of the spirit of the Pharisees.
我们不是像法利赛人那样子的心来活。
Instead, we're supposed to be a lover and a worshiper of Jesus Christ.
而是我们应该要以爱主的心来敬拜主的心来过生活。
This woman, she's a true lover and worshiper of Jesus.
这个女人是一个实实在在真正的爱主。
She absolutely loved Jesus with all of her heart.
她完完全全的爱主，是以她全心的来爱主。
She didn't care that she wasn't invited to Simon's house.
她不在乎，她并没有被邀请到西门的家。
If Jesus was there, she was going to be there.
如果主耶稣在那里，她就要在那里。
She didn't care that it was a gathering of men.
她不在乎那个聚会的地方全部都是男人。
In that cultural context, it would be improper for her to attend as a woman.
在当时的风俗来看, 这实在是一个很不适当的举动, 都是男人聚集的地方,一个女人出现在那中间。
It would be very improper for her to come up and to touch Jesus as a man and religious leader.
更不适当的是, 因为她是个女人, 她来触摸主耶稣是个男人, 也是一个, 圣经的教, 老师。
She didn't care that the people would be judging her for her past way of life.
她不在乎别人是怎么看她过去的生活。
She didn't care about any of these things.
她不在乎一切的事情。
All she cared about was loving Jesus.
她只在乎她是怎么样能够来爱耶稣。
Worshipping him with all of her heart.
怎么样来敬拜耶稣, 以她全心来敬拜耶稣。
And she wanted to love the one who had delivered her, saved her, forgiven her, and completely changed her life.
她要爱这一位把她从罪恶中捆绑出来, 赦免她, 能够
A person has a hard time understanding this passage if we don't have this kind of heart, a heart like this woman.
如果我们没有像这个女人这样的心的话, 我们是很难能够理解这段经文。
If we don't love Jesus with everything, what she does appears somewhat crazy.
我们如果 没有办法理解的话, 我们这个女人, 对我们来说就是好像很无理的感觉。
How do I know this?
我怎么知道呢?
This was me.
我就是像这个, 她这个女人,
I grew up in the church.
我是在教会中长大的。
Everything in the church I did.
教会中所有的事情我都做过。
I was youth group president.
我在, give me a minute.
Sure.
我在年轻的当中我也服侍过。
I helped out with the praise team since 8th grade.
我从八年级开始我就在敬拜的团队中有服侍。
When I went to college, I became a Bible study leader.
我在大学中我也带领了查经班。
Basically, in the church, everything that was possible to do, I did it.
在教会中你可以想象到的服侍我都参与过。
My sophomore year in college, I got called into full-time ministry.
我第二年在大学中的第二年的时候, 我神呼召我做全职的, 工作。
And since I graduated in 2002, I've been in full-time ministry.
从2002年我毕业以后, 我就是一个全职的传道人。
And I've preached many, many times about the greatest commandment.
我的信息讲过好多次关于最大的诫命。
The greatest commandment, which is found in Matthew 22.
在马太福音22章，你可以看到最大的诫命。
Which comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6.
它是从生命记的第六章来的。
Which tells us to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
告诉我们说，我们要爱主我们的神，是以我们的完全的心、我们的性情、我们的能力来爱我们的主。
I've told people to love God with everything in many places.
我告诉人，你要爱主，我也在许多的地方告诉人，你要爱主。
I preached all over the world, thankfully.
我也在世界的各地，我也传讲过福音。
But the reality was in my heart, I didn't mean it.
可是在我的心里。
Because for most of my time in ministry, to be honest, I didn't love God with everything.
很诚实地告诉大家，在我事工上面，我没有完完全全的全心爱我的主。
I love my wife, I love my friends more than God.
我爱我的妻子，我爱我的朋友，超乎爱神。
I loved having fun and enjoying life more than God.
我喜爱享乐，我喜爱生活上的有趣的事情，超过于神。
I love the dream of one day being successful and powerful and respected.
我常常梦想，我有一天我能够成功，我能够被人尊重。
I loved all these things more than I loved God.
我爱这些事情超乎爱神。
Even though I was a pastor.
其实我是一个传道人。
But I'm thankful that, especially over the past couple years,
可是我感谢神，在过去的这几年，
that God has worked in my heart and in my life.
神在我的生命中，在我的心里动了工。
And He's purified my faith and my love for Him.
他把我的心，把我的生命。 再一次的改正过来。
And He's changed my heart and my desires.
他改了我的心，也改了我的盼望。
And I can say now with honesty that I love God more than anything or anyone else.
而现在我可以跟大家说，我爱主超于一切的事和一切的人。
And I love God more than I love what He can do for me.
我爱主超过我能够为他做的。
I now understand this passage much better.
我现在对这一段的经文，我能够更深的体会到。And
I understand this woman in her heart for Jesus.
我也能够体会到这个女人她心里对神的渴慕的心。How
all she wants to do is just extravagantly love and worship and honor and thank Jesus Christ.
这个女人只是要完完全全的要把她的爱，她如何的爱主。 他如何的敬畏主来表现出来。
I understand why she wants to wash and kiss his feet.
我明白她为什么要去擦主耶稣的脚，为什么要去亲吻主耶稣的脚。
And I want to worship and love Jesus like this in my own life now.
我也盼望我能够在我自己的生命中，也是同样的态度来敬拜，来赞美我的主。
My hope and prayer would be that you would as well.
我的祷告也盼望你跟我也有一样的心智。
As today's my first time preaching here,
今天是我第一次在这里讲道。
I've thought a lot about what kind of church and what kind of English ministry I want us to be.
我想了许多，到底这个教会还有英文的事工，我们该往的方向是在哪里？
There's a lot of options out there, there's a lot of different kinds of churches.
在外面，我有很多的选择，有很多的不同的教会。
There are churches that are known for having famous pastors who give great sermons, and they're known for being great speakers.
在外面有很多的教会，他们的讲员、他们的牧者是非常有名的，他们的讲道是非常大有能力的。
There are churches known for their music and their singing.
有的教会他们的音乐是非常有名。
And every time the church gathers together, it's like a concert together.
每一次教会的聚集，他们的音乐就让人觉得好像是参加了一个演，我们参加了一个演奏会一样。
And there are churches that offer many programs and classes and activities for the entire family.
也有教会，它有许多的节目，有许多的活动，它为了整个家庭来预备的。
We can try to be a big church.
我们可以成为一个很大的教会。
A cool and popular church.
可以时尚的，而且非常受欢迎的教会。
Or even a multicultural church that can serve all different kinds of people.
或者是我们可以有不同的人，不同的背景的人在这边，我们来可以服侍他们。
There's nothing wrong with any of these things.
每一项都是好。
Well, maybe there's something wrong with being a popular church.
可是对一个非常受欢迎的教会，可能有一点争议在那边。
But as I was thinking and praying about it,
当我在想我在寻求主的意念的时候。
My hope would be that more than anything else, that we would be an English ministry in a church who would really love Jesus.
我的盼望最重要的是，我希望我们是一个爱主的教会。
That we would be like this woman here in our passage.
我们就能够爱主的程度就像这个女人爱主一样。
That we would be a people who would love to come to the feet of Jesus and to kiss and adore him with all of our hearts.
我们愿意像这个女人一样来到主的脚前，来亲吻他的脚，而来羡慕他一切的事情。
My hope and my prayer would be that we would love Jesus through his word.
我盼望我们能够爱主也爱他的话。
That we would hunger for his word more than food.
我们对他的道，对他的话，我们有一个渴慕的心，超乎我们对食物的那样的渴慕。
That we would delight in his word and delight in obeying God.
我们喜悦他的道，我们喜悦来遵随，顺服神的教导。
If we don't know his word,
如果我们不明白主的道，
we will be very hungry.
我们应该是非常饥渴的。
And we'll be very weak.
我们会变成非常的软弱。
I like to work out.
我需要，我很喜欢做运动。
I don't like to be weak.
我不喜欢做一个软弱的人。
I want us to be a strong church.
我希望我们能够成为一个刚强的教会。
And that's through the word of God.
只有从神的话，神的道里头，我们能够刚强。
That we make God's word the focus.
我们让神的道成为我们的专心注意点。
And whatever God's word says, we do it and obey it.
无论神怎么说，我们就是做，而且我们遵行。
I would love for us to have the heart of King David.
我但愿我们能像大卫王的心一样。
In Psalm 119, he says this.
在诗篇119章他这么说
He says, Oh, how I love your law.
我是如何的爱慕你的律法
I meditate on it all day long.
终日不住的思想
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to the mouth.
你的言语在我上膛何等甘美在我的口中比蜜更甜
Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
One of the biggest problems right now in this world, in our society today, is that people are forgetting the word of God.
现在这世界上最大最大的问题就是我们忘记了神的话。
The church has forgotten the word of God.
教会已经忘记了神的话。
We need to be a church that loves God through His word.
我们需要成为一个教会，我们爱神是经过神的话，我们来爱他。
I also would hope that we would be a church who loves to pray.
我也但愿我们教会是一个爱祷告、喜爱祷告的教会。
My second meeting here at the church was on a Tuesday night.
我来教会跟教会见面的时候的第二次是在星期二的晚上。
And on Tuesday nights there was a prayer meeting.
星期二的晚上是教会的祷告会。
And Pastor King invited me. He said, "Ken, if you want to come, you can come to the prayer meeting."
金弟兄邀请我说，如果你愿意的话，来参加我们的祷告会。
And I said, "I definitely want to go."
我说我愿意来。
Because I want to see how we prayed in this church.
我要看看我们教会是怎么祷告的。
Because prayer is the key.
因为祷告是一个很重要的一个钥匙。
Prayer also gives us power as well.
祷告给我们力量。
And I want prayer to be something not that we have to do, but something that we love to do and want to do.
我们不要成为祷告像成为像我们一个负担，而祷告是成为我们因为我们愿意去做，我们也喜爱去做。
A church that prays is a powerful church.
一个祷告的教会是一个大有能力的教会。
It's not about being a big church, but a powerful one in the kingdom of God.
不是我们不是说在于教会的大小，而是在于有没有能力。
A church that prays is a threat to the kingdom of darkness.
因为一个祷告的教会对这个黑暗的世界是一个威胁。
And a church that prays can do amazing things to build the kingdom of God.
而一个祷告的教会在神的国度中会有很多奇异的工作。
We have to pray together as a church.
我们必须一起祷告。
But we also have to grow in prayer individually as well.
我们每一个人也要在祷告中要有成长。
One of my favorite passages is Luke chapter 10.
在路加福音第十章。
We see two sisters, Mary and Martha.
我们看到两个姐妹，玛利亚跟马大。
And Martha is busy doing good things, serving Jesus.
马大很忙，做很多事情，为了要服侍主。
And she's very busy doing these good things.
她很忙的在忙一些事情。都是好的事情。
Oftentimes our lives are like this too. We're busy doing good things.
在我们的生命中，在我们的生活中，我们一样的，我们做许多忙碌在许多好对的事情上。
But we're told in the passage that Mary did something very different.
在这段经文中也告诉我们，玛利亚做了不同的事情。
She sat at the Lord's feet and listened to His voice.
她坐在主的脚前，听主的声音。
And Jesus says that what she has chosen is best.
而主说她玛利亚所选择的是上好的。
Oftentimes, what competes with what is best is what is good.
我们常常就在比较什么是好的，什么是比较好的。
We have to choose what is best and sit at the Lord's feet, listening to His voice in prayer.
我们应该要选择那上好的，就是坐在主的脚前听他的话。
If you right now are not spending time with God in prayer, I encourage you to start.
如果你还没有在祷告中与主建立关系这个习惯，我鼓励你从现在开始。
Even if it's just a couple minutes every day, that's more than it was before.
即使是每一天只有几分钟，对跟你过往的光景比起来还是好的。
Remove all the distractions.
把所有拦阻搅扰你的事情移开。
Get away from the phone and computer.
离开，把那个电话、电脑都放在旁边。
And sit at the Lord's feet and listen for His voice in prayer.
坐在主的脚前，听他的话，来与他相交。
And I guarantee you that Jesus will speak.
我保证你，主耶稣一定对你说话。
I also want to be a church that would love to praise God.
我也盼望我们的教会能够成为一个赞美主的教会。
I love music.
我非常喜爱音乐。
I used to want to be a music teacher.
我以前本来想做一个音乐老师。
My mother told me not to become a music teacher because they make no money.
我妈跟我说别做音乐老师，因为她赚不了什么钱。
Then I became a pastor.
然后我成为了一个传道人。
Sorry, Mom.
对不起，妈妈。
But I love music, and my desire would be for us to grow in loving Jesus through music.
我真的很喜欢音乐，所以我但愿我们能够在音乐中能够成对主耶稣的关系的那个敬拜他、喜爱他，也能够成长。
Praising Jesus in music is something that I do in my own life, and which is my way of really expressing my love for Him.
借着音乐来赞美耶稣，是我自己。是这样子做，也是我对爱基督的一个表现。
And I desire for us to grow closer to Jesus and experiencing more joy and freedom as we sing.
当我们唱歌的时候，我希望我们能够体验到那个喜乐，还有在音乐中能够释放的那个灵。
I would love for us to sing with all of our hearts.
我但愿我们能够唱的时候，我们是以全心的来唱。
To shout as loud as we can.
去大声的唱，能够越大声越好。
To dance.
去跳舞。
I don't know if we can dance yet here.
我不晓得我们在这里能不能跳舞。
But we will grow in that.
我们慢慢成长。
But the scriptures are clear that many people they dance to dance with Jesus as they worship.
可是圣经告诉我们，许许多多人他们唱歌跳舞来敬拜耶稣。
Because we have to understand that the singing portion of the service is not just the warm up to the sermon.
我们要知道，在先前的唱歌不是只是在为了信息前一个暖身的一个程序而已。
It's not the appetizer to the main course.
不是一个主食前的一个前餐。
This is such an important, intimate time of worshiping Jesus, loving Him.
在这段时间是与主建立那个最亲密关系的一段时间。
And like the sinful woman today, I want us to not hold anything back, but to learn to be free as we praise Jesus.
就像这个 这个犯罪的这个女人一样，但愿在这个敬拜当中，我们不要保守保留一切，我们要在自由的释放出来。
In our English ministry, we will be singing a lot.
在我们英文组的侍奉中，我们会唱很许多的歌。
We will be praying a lot.
我们会有许多的祷告。
We'll try to obey the word of God as best as we can.
我们会尽我们一切的所能来遵行神的教导。
Because I believe in doing these things, we are loving Jesus like this woman.
因为我相信做了这些事情，就是我们像这个女人一样对主爱的表现。
There's one more thing, though.
还有一件事。
And I'll explain it this way.
我这样子跟大家解释。
I have a very beautiful wife.
我有一个非常美丽的妻子。
And now we have a very beautiful son.
我有一个非常可爱的儿子。
I guess a beautiful wife and beautiful feet equals a beautiful son.
一个美丽的妻子加一双美丽的脚，所以我有一个美丽的儿子。
He's a very good-looking kid.
他真的长得很可爱，很漂亮。
Random strangers stop all the time, and they look at him and they tell us how beautiful he is.
我们常常碰到陌生人，他们也会告诉我们我们的儿子有多漂亮。
And I love him very much.
我真的很爱他。
And because he is so beautiful, I take every opportunity to take a lot of pictures.
所以因为他这么可爱，所以我不常常的来替他照相。
And I try to tell other people about him as much as I can.
我看到人，我就跟别人说，我儿子多好。
People ask me how are you, and I tell them, "You want to see a picture of my son?"
当人家跟我问安的时候，我马上就说，你要不要看我儿子的照片？
I found out that my parents, as proud grandparents, they're doing the same thing too.
我发现我的父母，就是他的祖父母，也是同样做同样的事情。
He's the first grandson, so they're very proud.
他是家里的第一个孙子，所以他们非常以他为傲。
I send them pictures every morning.
我给我的父母每天早上发他的照片。
And they look at the pictures every morning.And they look at the pictures every night before they go to bed.
每天早上看我儿子的照片，每天晚上睡觉前他们也再看一次那个照片。
And throughout the day, every single chance they get, they show pictures to strangers as well.
每一次一有机会，他们就会把那个照片给陌生人看。
When you have something that you love so much, something that you think is so beautiful, you share it with others.
当你有一个非常美丽的事或者是人，你会与别人分享。
When you have something that makes you so happy and fills you with so much joy, the natural response is to share that happiness and joy and love with others.
当你有一个非常喜悦的事情，让你感到非常开心的事情，你很自然的你就愿意与别人分享。
We don't do this just with children, but we do it with many things in our lives.
我们不仅仅是为我们，因为我们的孩子，我们这样与大家分享。我们在我们的生活中很多事情，我们也是有同样的态度。
If you see a movie that you love, you will tell other people about it and want them to watch it.
如果你看到一个电影你很喜欢，你也会告诉你的朋友，也希望他们也能够看。
If you eat a great meal at a restaurant, you will tell other people about that restaurant too.
如果你在一个餐馆吃了一顿很好的餐饮，你会告诉你的朋友。
If we do this with things that are temporary, like movies and food,
如果我们对这个暂时的事情，我们有这样的态度的话。
How much more should we be telling other people about Jesus Christ?
那我们对主耶稣的一切，我们是不是也应该有同样的态度呢？
Movies and food are temporary.
食物跟电影都是短暂的。
They will not last forever.
他们不是永恒。
But we're told that the love of Jesus is perfect and it will last forever.
可是主耶稣的爱是永恒的，而且是无限的。
If we know and have experienced this love, we have to share it with others.
如果我们自己有了那个样的经历，我们是不是应该要传讲给别人呢？
And talking about feet once again, we have to tell other people about God, our God, who washes our feet.
我们再回到脚，我们要是不是也要告诉人家？主耶稣也曾经洗过我们的脚。
Our amazing God, Jesus Christ, who stripped off his clothes and took up a basin and a towel and washed the feet of his disciples.
我们恩典的主，他曾经拿了水，拿了毛巾洗他门徒的脚。
We have to tell other people about this Jesus who had his feet pierced with nails as he hung upon the cross because he loved us.
我们也要告诉人家，因为他爱我们，他被挂在 十字架上，他那一双美丽的脚也被钉子钉了。
This is the news that we need to share.
这个信息我们需要与人家分享。
There's nothing more important to share.
没有比这个更重要的该与别人分享。
And my hope and prayer is that we would share this gospel, the truth of this amazing God and the salvation He has given to us in Jesus Christ.
我盼望，我也但愿我们能够把这个救恩，这么美丽又伟大的救恩，我们能够与其他的人分享。
I was very blessed by our time of prayer in this service.
我很真的受到的许多的感恩，我在这个祷告中能够得到许多的造就。
Thankfully, Pastor King translated for me.
感谢金弟兄，他为我做了翻译的工作。
我是韩国人 ，OK. And so I was very thankful, but I was very blessed by the people who are praying about Jesus coming back.
我很感谢，当我们在先前的祷告中，许许多多弟兄姐妹为了神的再回来祷告。
It is a reality that Jesus is coming back, and He's coming back soon.
这是一个事实，主会再来，而且很快就会再来。
And we have to tell other people this message about Jesus Christ now, as we have time.
当我们现在还有时间的时候，我们一定要把主耶稣的福音告诉他们。
May we really consider what we talk about and how we use our time and the words that we use during this time.
让我们能够好好的把握我们现在还有的时光。
The Bible tells us that if we share this gospel with others, it tells us how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
圣经告诉我们，当我们与大家传与别人传讲福音的时候，我们的脚中是何其的美。
God's word.
神的话。
Prayer.
祷告。
Praising God.
赞美主。
And sharing the gospel.
传主耶稣的福音。
These are some of the things I want us to be known for as a church, as an English ministry.
我盼望这是我们英文组，也是我们整个教会让大家所能知道的，所能认识到的。
I don't want us necessarily to be the biggest church.
我没有说我们一定要成为一个最大的教会。
Or the new and popular church.
或是一个最新最受欢迎的教会。
I do believe that if we do things in this manner, that the church will grow.
可是我相信我们照这样子的来做的话，我们能够成为，我们能够在主耶稣里头成长。
But that can't be our focus.
可是那不是我们的中心点。
Because on that judgment day, Jesus will not ask us how big our church was.
因为在审判来的时候，主耶稣不会问我们你们的教会有多大。
It's about whether or not we know Him.
而是他要问我们，你到底明白我多少？
Whether we love Him.
你爱我多少？
And if we are growing in these things that I mentioned, then we're living our lives like the woman in our passage today.
如果我们在这一切的事上能够长进的话，那我们就像这个女人一样的爱主。
Ask yourself, what is holding you back from loving Jesus like this?
那我们自己问自己，我们到底有什么样的事情放不下，不能完全的爱主？
Let's remove anything that would hinder us, and let us pursue Jesus with all of our hearts.
让我们挪去一切的拦阻，让我们全心的来追寻耶稣。
And I encourage us to place ourselves at the feet of Jesus Christ. Every day,
我鼓励大家每一天，让我们在主的脚前
，and not move from there.
不要从那里离开。
And I believe if we do that, then we can be a church that will be used by God in great ways.
如果我们是这样子来做的话，我相信我们的教会是成为主手上一个重要的工具。
I wasn't planning to share this.
我没有打算要与大家分享这一段。
I think Gloria is nervous.
That's okay.
But as we do this work, we have to remember a very important thing.
当我们学主的话的时候，我们要记住一件事情。
And to illustrate this, I'll tell a story as we close.
我先与大家分享一个故事。
Back in 2002, when I was graduating from seminary.
2002年我从神学院毕业的时候。
One of my closest friends from seminary, he was going to go to a leadership conference.
神学院我一个同学，他要到一个退休会去。
And he was very excited because Matt Redman was going to be the praise leader there.
他非常兴奋，因为有一个 Redman 是要在那边。
Matt Redman, he's a very well-known British praise leader.
Matt Redman 是一个英国来非常有名的一个人，一个音乐人。
He's written many praise songs that we sing in our churches today.
他写了许许多多赞美神的歌，就是我们今天在教会所唱的许许多多的歌。
So my friend, he was very excited to go to this conference and to hear Matt Redman.
所以我的朋友很兴奋，因为他要到这个退休会去见这个人，要参加他所主办的一个退休会。
And I was jealous that he got to go and that I didn't get to go as well.
我很妒忌他，因为他能去，我不能去。
And I told him, well, when you come back, tell me all about it.
所以我跟他说，你回来的时候要告诉我所有在那边发生的事情。
When I saw him later that week, I asked him about the conference.
后来在那个星期以后，我看到他，我问他怎么样啊？
And I asked, was it amazing?
是不是很奇异？
And he said, no.
他说没有。
It was weird.
很奇怪。
And I asked him, why was it weird?
为什么奇怪呢？
Because he said at one point they had a time of prayer.
因为在祷告的时候。
And during that time of prayer, Matt Redman came to sing a song as the people prayed.
在祷告的时候呢，那个人呢 ，Matt Redman 他进来开始唱歌。
And I said, "Well, that sounds very normal. Why is that weird?"
这个很正常啊，为什么很奇怪呢？
And he said, "Well, he didn't sing one of his songs."
他没有唱他自己写的歌。
He didn't sing a Christian song.
他没有唱这个我们教会所唱的歌。
He sang a song by Michael Jackson.
他唱了 Michael Jackson 写的歌。
And I said, well, which one?
我问他哪一个啊？
And so during that time of prayer, with the lights down low,
所以当在那个在当时呢，他们在祷告的时候，灯关掉的时候，
while everybody was praying as hard as they could,
每个人都在很尽心的在祷告的时候，
Matt Redman began to sing this song.
Matt Redman 开始唱这首歌。
You are not alone. I am here with you. Though you're far away, I am here to stay. You are not alone. And I said, that is weird. Are you going to translate? I don't know. You have to sing it though.
I know. 他唱的这一段歌词就说你不是孤独的，因为我在你中间，我没有离你很远，所以你不是孤独的。所以我听了我朋友这样的传述的时候，我是觉得是有点奇怪。
So originally I did think that was weird.
开始的时候我是觉得有点奇怪。
But more and more as I think about it, the less weird it becomes for me.
可是我再一次的想回想起来，我觉得其实没有那么奇怪了。
Because Matt Redman wanted to encourage the people there that they were never alone in their lives.
因为那个唱的人，他要鼓励在当时祷告的人说：“我们不是单孤独的在那里。”
Because God is always with them.
因为神一直与我们同在。
And God is always with us.
神一直与我们同在。
And we have to remember that as we love Jesus through the word and prayer, through sharing the gospel, through praise.
当我们要记得，当我们遵守主的话，我们听主，我们赞美主，我们祷告主。
That as we seek to live the Christian life.
当我们在照主的教导来过基督徒的生活的时候，
As we seek to be a light in this dark world,
当我们愿意成为在这个黑暗的时代成为一个光，一个主的光的时候，
And as we seek to build this church as he sees fit,
当我们一起寻求来建造这个教会是照主的心意来行的时候，
Like Matt Redman sang,
就像 Redman 唱的，
Like Michael Jackson sang,
就像 Michael Jackson 唱的，
We are never alone.
我们从来就不孤单。
And God is with us.
神与我们同在。
And He loves us with a perfect love.
他爱我们是那完全的爱。
And if we trust Him,
如果我们信靠他。
And we love Him with all that we have,
如果我们以全心的全然来爱他。
Then He will always be faithful.
他一直一定信实。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together, please.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you are with us here now.
父神，我们感谢你，因为我们知道你与我们同在。
And God, I pray that you would enlarge our hearts.
父神，我们向你求，你让我们的心打开。
So that our love for you would grow.
所以我们爱你的心能够长进。
God, help us not to grow complacent.
主啊，让我们不要照着我们自己的心意。
Help us not to just stay the same.
让我们不要永远停留在原地。
But God, would you draw us closer to you?
吸引我们与你更亲近。
To know your heart.
来明白你的心意。
To hear your voice.
听到你的声音。
And to love you more.
去爱你更多。
To surrender more of our lives completely to you.
让我们把我们的一切都降服在你面前。
God, I pray that you'd help us to become more and more like this sinful woman in our passage.
主啊，我们求你让我们的心智能越来越像这个犯罪的女人。
That we will become extravagant in our love.
让我们的爱能够超乎我们所能的。
That reading the word.
当我们读你的道的时候。
Spending time with you in fellowship and prayer.
当我们在祷告中与你相交的时候。
Praising you with our hearts and with our lips.
我们赞美你是以我们的心也我们的 嘴唇
And going out into the world to share your gospel
当我们出到外头的时候我们能够传讲你的福音
That God we would grow in these things
主啊求你让我们在这样各样的事上能够长进
And that we would love doing these things
我们喜爱这样的事情
Because we know God these are the things that please your heart
我们知道因为这样的事情是你喜悦的
So Father, I pray that you would build this church and this English ministry as you see fit.
所以主，我们向你求，求你建造我们的教会，建造我们英文事工，是照你的心意来做。
And I pray that we would know how loved we are as your children.
主也让求你让我们知道你是如何的爱我们。
I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.